Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Diana, John and Noreen with your 10am Zlines. In local news, nearly 300 workers who have developed lung diseases have had their cases recorded on Queensland's notifiable dust lung disease register in the past year. The cases were recorded from workers exposed to dust at Queensland mines, construction projects and work sites. According to the register, the workers impacted range from ages 20 to 60, where they were frequently exposed to asbestos, followed by mixed dust, coal and silica. Former coal miner Craig Keogh was diagnosed with pneumoconiosis in 2018 after being exposed at Queensland and New South Wales mines. It doesn't just impact one person, it's their families, their friends, it impacts a lot of people, he said.
And Brisbane's famed Kookaburra Queen paddle wheeler has been listed for auction, currently sitting at $15,000 with 5.5 days left before it closes. The 100-foot boat was one of two paddle wheelers built for Brisbane's Expo 88. The vessel features two dining rooms, which can fit 320 patrons, an observation deck, and a full commercial kitchen. The vessel has sat idle for a few years since its operating company went into liquidation as a result of flood damage. Grays.com auctioneer Sean Clifford said, quote, "It's still operational, but probably needs a bit of work, but it's a stunning vessel," end quote. Bidders now have 5 days for a chance to own a piece of Queensland history.
In national news, Macquarie Investment Management has committed to repaying thousands of Australians who invested their retirement savings in the collapsed Shieldmaster Fund. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has commenced proceedings in the federal court against Macquarie Investment Management after the subsidiary of Macquarie Group admitted that it did not act efficiently, honestly and fairly by failing to place Shield on a watch list for heightened monitoring. Macquarie's cooperation and willingness to fully compensate its affected members has allowed for a drop in penalties issued by ASIC, despite admissions it breached the Corporations Act.
And the ABC has been ordered to pay $150,000 for dismissing presenter Antoinette Latouf over a social media post she made about the war in Gaza. The ABC took Latouf off air in December 2023 after lobbying from pro-Israel groups, the federal court found. Justice Darryl Rangier awarded an extra $80,000 on top of an initial $70,000 payout to, quote, ensure the ABC learned its lesson, end quote. Justice Rangier ruled Latouf sharing a post from the Human Rights Watch about starvation in Gaza did not breach any of the ABC policies or guidelines she was bound by. The broadcaster publicly apologised to Latouf, also saying they failed their staff and audiences.
In international news, at least 17 people are dead and another 152 are missing after a barrier lake in Taiwan burst its banks, sending water into a nearby community. The government estimated that about two-thirds of a barrier lake overflowed and sent a wall of water into a nearby town, as heavy rains from Ragasa battered the island, the Taiwan Fire Department said. This year's biggest tropical cyclone, Typhoon Ragasa, has hit Hong Kong with hurricane-force winds and heavy downpours in Taiwan. Concerns have raised as a cyclone heads towards the Chinese mainland, prompting widespread disruption and warnings of sea surges.
For your weather today, Brisbane is warm and sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.8, which is in the high band. So don't forget your sunscreen, Brisbane, or you'll be redder than a British tourist at Bondi. That's all for your news at 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
This November, 4ZZZ listeners get electrified. Gig City is taking over the bright side with over 20 acts and three stages from 3pm to 3am. Catch legends like Custard, The Johnnies, Combat Wombat, Kazunga Attack, Monster Zoku Onsom, Garigula, Viper Snatch, Go-Go Bumhole, The Disables, Mitch Please, Dad Fight, Mark N, Paul Abad, Fat, DJ Catch, and that's not all. All part of this one fearless lineup. Gig City is a 4ZZZ party, keeping alternative culture alive, kicking and collectively electric. Saturday, November 29th, tickets from $60 via Oztix, Gig City, part of 4ZZZ 50th Celebrations. Presented by Punkfest, Lockdown and Renegade Playground. Proud sponsors of 4ZZZ.
you're swimming at the beach and find yourself being taken away from the shore and unable to get back, it's most likely you're caught in a rip current. Rips are caused when the ground near a shoreline is uneven underwater. The incoming wave hits these